Greetings in Jesus' name. My name is Ashley Steer, and I'm 13 years old. Ever since I was a little girl, I knew that I was a sinner needing to be saved. But though I knew it in my mind, I didn't truly know it in my heart. In the fall of last year, I confessed a few things to my mom, and for a while I had peace. But I knew that I wasn't still fully surrendered. I was still angry, impatient, and had a lot of talked back to my parents a lot. It still wasn't enough. Then several weeks ago, I attended the Cuba Bible School, as I do every year, expecting to see my friends. This year, however, none of them showed up for various reasons. At first, I was a bit frustrated, but now I believe that it was a godsend, as it allowed me to take my mind off of other things and put it on God. We were studying several verses in Romans, and though I already knew all the verses, something about them seemed different this time. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 5:8. "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 10:9. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Our teacher would often talk to us about those verses, what those two verses truly meant. He never asked us if we were Christians or not, but he made it very clear that we all need Jesus no matter what. Anyway, those 2 weeks really got me thinking. I knew that I wanted to do better, but I also knew that I couldn't do it on my own. Then the Saturday after VBS, my grandpa and I were in his office, and he handed me a pen. "If I offer you a gift," he said, "what do you do?" Slightly confused, I answered, "I take it." "Yes," he said, "you reach out and take it. Salvation is the same way. All you have to do is accept it." I pondered this for the next 2 days. During this time, my mom noticed how quiet I was and asked if I wanted to talk. I said that I did. She asked me if I remembered this object lesson. When I said I did, she asked if I was ready to accept that gift. We prayed together, and I received Jesus into my life. Mark 16:16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." 1 Peter 3:21. "The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." I would now like to make public my statement of faith and be baptized according to God's will. I would also like to become a member of Concord Christian Fellowship. If any of you see something in my life, feel free to tell me about it. Thank you all for praying for me, and I really appreciate it. May God bless you all.
Yeah, I would just like to testify on Ashley's behalf that she has a changed life. And is she perfect? No. But the biggest thing we see, I guess, in her life is that she sees herself, where before it was always somebody else's fault. The blame would always go somewhere else. And now she sees her need. And I had to think of that song. The one line says that all the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. And when we see our need of Christ, when we see our own need, then God has something to work with. And I was also thinking of where Paul said, "I have planted and Apollos watered, but it's God that gives the increase." And there's many people that have come into her life and touched her life. There's many people you could say that have planted and watered, but it's God that gives the increase. Just a little word from Teddy. This is one night before Ashley actually came to us and shared with us that she had given her heart to the Lord one night. I'm not sure what made him say it, but we were all kneeling around Jeffrey and Teddy's bed, and he said, "Yeah, Ashley doesn't really get mad anymore." Where before she was always getting angry and like she couldn't stand her little brothers. So I just thought it was kind of sweet that he seen that difference as well. There's a verse in Romans that says that the goodness of God, it's just a small portion of the verse, says the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. And today we're witnesses of that goodness. I can honestly say it was nothing that I had done. My prayer was always that, because I know how fallible I am, I would always ask that God would make up for our mistakes. I'm just thankful that He did, and I trust He still will. And in 3 John, John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. And that's true, because I don't wish for my children to have great wealth or fame or anything, but I want them to walk with the Lord. I just wanted to read in a couple verses in Hebrews 12, yet. Verses 1 and 2. It says, wherefore, this comes right after Hebrews 11 there, where it talks about all those that have gone on before, the men and women of faith. It says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And how are we supposed to run that race? It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And that's my prayer for myself and for our children. It's kind of like a relay race where we pass on the torch to them and they take it on. And it's my prayer that we can be faithful and look to Jesus, because that's the only way we're going to finish the race. So thank you all for coming. I appreciate all your love and support, and God bless you all.